1988, we have with us Neil Lasher. Can you say your name?
Neil Lasher.
And where were you born?
I was born in the Bronx, New York, 1946.
What day?
November 19th.
And what's your permanent address?
1829 Biltmore Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009.
Okay, this is going to be for my book titled Attic, and I'm going to have your photograph on one side, and then a page of text on the other, maybe some more than one page. I haven't decided any of that yet, but what I would like you to do is tell me about your childhood, the pain, growing up, good things, your own inspirations, what happened to you, maybe your addiction, your spiritual path today, just what you would think would be important next to your photograph that would represent you, your life. Maybe another addict might get some hope from reading the book. I know in my own case that I never knew there was hope.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully when it comes out, I can realize that addicts do stay clean, no matter how bad you are or how not bad you are, there's another way out. So whatever you think would be important by your page for this book.
Okay.
Like you were born in the Bronx. Start from there.
I grew up in the Bronx, New York City. I don't know if you'd call it lower middle class or upper lower class. A very functional Jewish household. American-born parents with foreign-born grandparents, mostly from Russia, Austria, Hungary, Poland. There were a lot of kids my age when I grew up in New York. A lot. In our apartment building alone, there were about 15 kids my age. 90% of them were middle or upper low class Jewish kids, some Irish and Italians. That's all I ever thought there were Jews and Catholics. And Catholics were Irish or Italian. The rest were all Jewish. And rode a bicycle when I was 4. Loved riding on the subways. Went to PS 104. Was an average student. Junior high. Taft High School. And when I think about my childhood, it's generally happy feelings. I don't know what was going on in the early to mid-60s, but for some reason I started hanging out with the crowd. Kids and parents would say, "I'm bad for you." The bowling alley crew. I think that's where addiction started. I was too scared to stay home at 17, so at 18, so I enlisted in the Air Force. That didn't last very long. Getting high on downers and pot seemed to be a priority. In the late 60s, followed, believed the gospel according to Timothy Leary and Baba Ram Dass and Sri Chinmoy and Maya Baba. I remember either Ram Dass or Leary having a record album out at the time where, I don't know if it was the basic theme of the whole side of the album or one cut, but they kept repeating, "You can be anything you want to be this time around. You can be anything you want to be this time around." I think they were probably referring to consciousness under the influence of LSD. 20 years later now, I'm 41 years old. I've been clean, serene, sober, drug and alcohol free for 9 months. And if I thought that I could be anything this time around, listening to those gurus in the 60s meant something. It means absolutely nothing. Now it means everything by making myself clear. Being straight, being clean and sober. The cliche, you can be anything you want to be this time around, really applies. I've never felt so peaceful, so calm. My life has been wonderful. I'm finding out things about my character, about my dynamic with friends and family. Why I got high for 23 years. How I stuffed, medicated, covered my emotions. It seems now that it's been a long, hard road. I'm not regretting everything that happened. Some of it was a lot of fun. But as I look back now, it does seem like a long, hard road. What a long, strange trip it's been. I used to dream in the last days of my addiction. I used to pray to be straight for 2 or 3 days. I knew how I felt, how good I felt, just being 2 or 3 days straight. Of course, I was never really straight. There were always chemicals in my body. Now it's 9 months, and I think a lot of the residue is gone, maybe all of it. I sleep well at night. I eat well. I have friends. I look healthy. My skin looks healthy. I feel good. My job is great. I love more. My family, my friends. The spiritual principles I learned, again, I thought 20 years ago, tripping, when Ram Dass said, be here now. I thought I understood what he meant. But being straight, I realized the highest, the happiest, the most at peace I ever am is when I am here, now, in this instant. Because it's clear right now that that's all there is right now. Now. And I want to be straight right now and take it in all right now. And that's it. Wasn't it? You'll edit it. It was short, sweet, and simple.
You're all done?
Yeah. I left out years and years.